called.
Okay.
Well, I live here in the mountains, in a room in a house called Chalet. During the day, I work in the bookstore, in the basement of a building where some people stay. Moments I write down words and songs that come to mind. I hope to sing these songs someday to gently pass the time. Everybody, if you know it, cause I live here in the mountains, in a room in a house called Chalet. During the day, I'll work in the bookstore, in the basement of a building where some people stay. Well, some days I feel so lonely, I can hardly keep myself alive. And other days I crave deep solitude, I wander off and hide. Everybody. Cause I live here in the mountains, in a room in a house called Chalet. During the day I work in the bookstore, in the basement of a building where some people stay. Well, I suppose I'll never amount to much, just singing these songs all alone. I suppose if I sat here long enough, my heart would turn to stone. Cause I live here in the mountains, in a room in a house called Chalet. During the day I work in the bookstore, in the basement of a building where some.
Thank you. Moving right along, this is another one of the top 10 off the House Called Chalet. It's called Bus Driving. There's just a few things I've learned about driving the bus, about hauling these people and loading their stuff. When you get up in the morning, take yourself to the shop, make sure the bus you're driving doesn't leak anything. Pop the hood, they check the fluids and kick the tires to see if they are still attached. Once you know you've got gas in your tank, well, the truth is you've only just begun. Take a minute to warm up the engine and reach for that trusty old seatbelt. If you've got one, check one, check twice, check it again. Start up that engine and listen, my friend, to the sound of the motor. She's purring right proud. I think. Well, in a bit you are ready to head down the mountain to the lake where your passengers wait. Put her in gear, please stay on the bridge. Go slowly, but don't be late. Don't be late. Check once, check twice, check it again. Start up that engine and listen, my friend, to the sound of the motor. She's purring right proud. I think. When you get to the lake, you load her all up. Fishing poles, shoes, bags, guitars, and such. Don't forget your radio pouch and the mail and the people. And the people. check once, check twice, check it again. Start up that engine and listen, my friend, to the sound of the motor machine purring right proud. I think. Well, up on the switchbacks you go even slower and count your blessings on each wide turn. Don't look at the view, keep your eyes on the road and try to remember what you have learned. Check once, check twice, check it again. Start up that engine, listen, my friend, to the sound of the motor. She's firm, right, proud, I think. One more time. Check once, check twice, check it again. Start up that engine and listen, my friend, to the sound of the motor. She's firm, right, proud, I think. Thank you very much. Holden is a place of a lot of transition and transience and coming and going, and this song is called Gotta Keep Moving, and it's all about my experience or my reflections on my own transience. It's called Gotta Keep Moving. Gotta keep moving. Gotta keep growing. Gotta keep taking time to listen to myself. I'm in my space here. I'm in my place here. But all these things I know won't last for long. Won't last for long. Got to push myself, got to pull myself to get to know the world where I live. Got to face the world, got to taste the world to know in my heart that we are all one. Cause I gotta keep moving, gotta keep growing, gotta keep taking time to listen to myself. I'm in my space, I'm in my place here, but all these things I know won't last for long, won't last for long. Take it away, Ace. Ace Murphy, ladies and gentlemen. Gotta be sad sometimes, gotta be lonely, gotta keep reaching out to find the truth. Though it's hard sometimes, though it's real hard, I know that everything comes in its own way. And I gotta keep moving, gotta keep growing, gotta keep taking time to listen to myself. In my space, I'm in my place, and all these things I know won't last for long. What you gotta do, and I'll do what I gotta do. Gotta take some time now to listen to the voices when I hardly hear them. Well, it's time to move on. Just gotta keep moving, gotta keep growing, gotta keep taking time to listen to myself. I'm in my space, I'm in my place here. But all these things I know won't last for long, won't last for long. Woo! All right, I'd like to say a little bit about the folks we have up here with us today. Of course, Ace Murfin on the slide guitar, dobro. Ace Murfin, ladies and gentlemen. Over here on the harp, we got Downtown Verlon Brown. And over here right behind me on the drums is someone who's been playing with me longer than anybody. We played together our sophomore year in college when nobody wanted to hear us. In Olson Hall.
That's right.
And we go way back, so it's a real joy to have Joshua Eastland here with me, ladies and gentlemen. Back here on bass is the magnificent Paul. He can do anything. And singing vocals, the ever so beautiful Carrie Ann, ladies and gentlemen. And certainly cannot forget Gary Santum Spiritus, ladies and gentlemen. Gary Potter, a.k.a. Gary Santum. And Steve Wolbrecht, ladies and gentlemen. Steve and I recorded together on Swords into Plowshares, the CD that you got, along with Kent Gustafson, who wrote Mountain Vespers. And that was a magnificent experience. And of course, Steve is a very good musician, so it was a joy to have him as part of our effort. So that's who we have today. We've got a few more songs, and I think we're going to start getting into songs off of that CD. But before we get into that, I've got a song that I just wrote that I want to share with you, and it's called I'll Not Sell My Soul. And I tend to be a little bit melodramatic about just about everything I do, especially in my songwriting. But this was a song I wrote just after I quit my job, which was a few weeks ago. And then I put everything in religious terms, so that's what I did here. I apologize for that. Magnificent Paul's going to come up and join me. Or he's going to sing from back there.
I'm going to sing in the background.
Okay.
I'm your backup singer.
All right, Paul.
Way back up.
Yeah, he's way back up. Let's try that, but I don't know. Okay, here we go. I'll not sell my soul to the lords of the coin. I'll not sell my soul to them. I'll only give my life to Jesus Christ. I'll only give my life to Him. I'll only give my life to Him. I'll only give my life to Him. I'll only give my life to Jesus Christ. I'll not sell my soul to the worry and the pain. I'll not sell my soul to them. I'll only give my life to Jesus Christ. I'll only give my life to Him. Everybody. I'll only give my life. Fame and selfish gain. I'll not sell my soul to them. I'll only give my life to Jesus Christ. I'll only give my life to Him. I'll only give my life to Him. I'll only give my life to Him. I'll only give my life to Jesus Christ. I'll only give my life to Him. One more time.
I'll only give my life to Him. I'll only give my life. I'd only give my life to him.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This next song is called All in All, Just as All. And I believe it's the first song on the CD.
Are we not doing Grand Marais?
And that's the key of C.
Are we doing Grand Marais?
Oh, yeah, forgot about that one. You guys heard it enough already in the sound check, but we'll do it anyway. Okay, this is the first song I ever wrote. It's about Grand Marais, Minnesota, when I worked at Wilderness Canoe Base. You learn the meaning of freedom from the morning to the night, watching the wind blowing and the trees put up a fight. If you're not too careful, you surely lose your watch. Lift your head.
Battle across on my own.
Okay, this next song is called All in All, Just as All, and it's on the CD. And I wrote it here. Jesus was a bit depressed. I tried to give him something for the pain, so we wouldn't try to change the world.
And still complain now.
Thank you. Okay, this next one is another new one that I just wrote. My latest favorite singer is a woman by the name of Iris DeMent. Yeah, a few Iris DeMent fans out here. Aesop Murphin introduced me to her. She's also the wife of Greg Brown, I guess, which I'm sure she really hates that.
Really?
Yeah. So this song is called The Banks of the Jordan. Take me to that place not far away, where my Savior walks every day, on the banks of the Jordan. Down by the river, no storm clouds rise, no cloudy day gonna cover my eyes when I'm walking with Him. He's gonna take my sins away, woke me up for another day. When I've fallen down on my knees, I lift my head to a heavenly breeze, blowing over Jordan. Fill my lungs with the spirit of love, coming down from heaven above when I'm walking with Him. No way to make it another night without my blindness turned. Take me to that place not far away, where my Savior walks every day on the banks of the Jordan. Down by the river, no storm clouds rise, no cloudy day gonna cover my eyes when I'm walking with Him. He's gonna take my sins away, woke me up for another day. When my life is over and this is done, I'm gonna walk with the Holy One on the banks of my trials fade away. I find the strength to face another day when I'm walking with Him. No way to make it on my own. Gonna find my heavenly home. So take me to that place not far away. The Savior walks every day. Banks of the Jordan. Down by the river, no storm clouds rise, no cloudy day gonna cover my eyes when I'm walking. He's gonna take my sins away, woke me up for another day. Amen. Thank you. Okay, this next song is something that I wrote, but Steve got a hold of it and kind of made it his own in a really fabulous way, and basically wrote this, well, a little bit before the studio, but a lot in the studio, which I did to both Steve and Kent. Hey, I don't know what you should do here, but why don't you come up with something? So this song is a song called Images of Madness, and I wrote it when I was playing on the street in Seattle. Yeah, I'm an Images of Madness fan right there. It's just a bunch of imagery from playing on the street in Seattle, a lot of water imagery and so forth and so on. But Steve's going to play the piano on this bad boy. Ready? of that reminder. Let it all unfold in the hopes that I might find her. The man in the sewer said he thought he knew her. The woman by the window said she thought it over. The people in the alley are hanging from the doorway. They are hoping they can see her from the corner by the road. I know a man is dying, but he can't see the end. These are all just faces and the letters that they send.
We got 5 songs left. Let's just plow through them.
I don't have it, but
this next song is called Plowshares and Swords. And I wrote it while working as an intern at Sojourners Magazine in Washington, D.C., right before the Iraq War broke out. How are we doing?
Thank you.
on a winter Midwest afternoon, coming in from Washington, where the war drums haven't stopped, where there's talk of destruction, threats of death in the air. In my mind I'm seeing funerals and caskets everywhere. And this is not swords into plowshares. This is instead the plowshares into swords. Into swords. For some it might be easy barking orders from the hill, dropping bombs and shooting guns, not knowing who they killed. Well, these bombs will win elections, they will be the people's lives. This false sense of security will cover up their eyes. And this is not swords into plowshares. This is instead plowshares into swords. Into swords.
I'll do the best I can, but his policies and actions I do not understand. Well, yes, he has his reasons, and to some they might seem right, but I'm still seeing in my mind tonight. This is not swords into plowshares. This is instead plowshares into swords. Into swords.
Discussion whether war is justified, threats of mass destruction are eating up our lives. Well, the inspectors cannot find what it is they're looking for, and the U.S. wants a reason. This is instead.
Thank you. That's the title track of the CD. This next song is a song that I play in front of both rather conservative and liberal audiences, and it's called Some Say.
Some say he is a prophet, others call him the light. Some say he is an ordinary man with an ordinary light. Some say they see him everywhere, others only when they try. Some say he'd vote Republican, others say this is a lie. Some say he'd raise our taxes, say that they're too high. Some say he came to wage war, others say he'd rather die. But we agree he loves everyone, hopes to make the world one in him. We are waiting for the day when the king
say he's with the Jews. Conservative or liberal, which one would he choose? Which finer points of doctrine would he leave for us to use? Some say he likes to win, others say he'd rather lose. Some say he'd be a joiner and always pay his dues. Some say he'd be a loner, spreading the good news. But we
cities, others say he likes small towns. Some say he'd shop in pet stores, others swear he'd shop in pounds. Some say he'd buy a poodle, others swear he'd buy a hound. Some say he'd watch The Simpsons with no one else around. But we
let's skip the next one and go on to the one after that. What do you say? Is anybody's heart broken?
It's your concert.
It's yours? Okay, we'll do it. I needed a little precursor for this song, though, because it's kind of a little politically heavy. It's called Now That Many Bombs Have Come, and the chorus, I have played this in some churches and had a lot of long conversations afterwards. Because I didn't say anything in the beginning. The chorus says something about remembering those who have died in vain. And I really would like to say that that chorus is about my own personal struggles with the Iraq War, and I really believe that everybody lives for a purpose and they die for a purpose. But this song came right after the Iraq War started, and it was something I was struggling with, trying to find the purpose for what we were doing in Iraq. And so that's my precursor to that. So if you would still like to have some conversations afterwards, I would be more than happy to do that. But just know that I do it with a great deal of humility in my heart. I have to have a little water. Maybe I'm talking too much. It's in D.
Thanks. This is in D, right?
Yes.
Okay.
In D.
Wait, okay. D or G?
D.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, now that many bombs have come.
Because of endless grief.
help us not forget those lives we have undone. Please, we ask for forgiveness for ending innocent lives. Please, we ask for forgiveness.
Thank you. Now for something a little bit more uplifting. This song is called You Will Find Freedom. And I wrote it... Oh, a little up-tempo?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I wrote it after taking a class with a guy named David Hilfiker about the radical... called the Radical Inclusivity of the Gospel. And we were studying Rene Girard and Gil Bailey. It's... What I discovered was that whether or not one is a Christian, there are still some rather amazing things about the hanging of Jesus on a cross and what happened as a result and the ministry that led up to it and the complete explosion of a religion that came afterwards. So the anthropological significance of the Christian faith is quite remarkable. So I kind of brought these into my own understandings of faith and came up with a song called You Will Find Freedom. So if once you get the chorus, feel free to sing along. This is basically the second to last song in the concert, but kind of the last because we're going to just treat the last one as a jam and you all can just trickle out as we play it. But this is called You Will Find Freedom. Well, it's sneaking up in you like a thief in the night.
Has spoken and now you will listen. Death becomes life made new. Lay down your burdens and walk with your maker whose kingdom knows no end. It's a matter of waiting, a matter of watching to see what love will mend.
Thank you.
everybody. Thanks for coming. It's been a real joy. Let's hear it for the band, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, you want the bridge song? You tell him. Okay, I'm ready for the bridge song. Okay, you asked for it. This ain't a good song. So, it was you, wasn't it? Okay, folks.
It was me, Joshua.
You don't have to stay for this. This is a song that I wrote when the bridge washed out. In the month of October, a wet, rainy day, our trusty old bridge from one shore fell away. Oh, we drove what we could across in the night before our bridge fell in the next morning light. Now our bridge is gone, the path up the hill, so much we can't do. Mixer stayed and the trash truck remained. Now cement mixes slow and trash piles high, but somehow we will find a way to get by. Well, many months still till our bridge is repaired. For a challenge like this, it's hard to be prepared, but sure as the snow falls, it could have been worse. A water line across the creek bed could have burst. Well, the rain. Kind of just jam out, so if you want to sit, you can. Otherwise, get home and get some sleep. Yeah. Let's see, this is a D. Hey, ready? Oh, yeah, I'm going to get the mic. Ready? One, two, three. Let me try it again. Son of man, no place to lay his head, no matter where he goes. He only knows that God is his Father, and you can read.
kingdom will last forever. And you can learn all about it on your own. How Jesus was the stone that the builders rejected. The stone that will one day lead us home to the kingdom. Thank you, thank you, thank you.